our delegate to Central Council in Croke Park is Sean Dunyan, and Sean presented to the clubs last night both motions that Croke Park have asked us to look at prior to a decision being taken on the agenda being drawn up for the Special Congress. They're known as the green and the red. The red is basically the motion that it was defeated at the Special Congress last September, and they've retweeted that somewhat and represented it to the clubs and to the counties, and we in turn presented that to the clubs last night. And the green one, it's known as the green one, was the concerns that were expressed by the counties that didn't support the change last September, and Donegal being one of those counties. So all the concerns that were expressed have been somewhat thinned down and put into one particular motion. So they're known as the green and the red. And so we debated both of them after the presentation was made last night. Donegal have taken a clear decision and have been mandated, our delegate has been mandated for this meeting tomorrow in Croke Park to support the green motion, and also to request that the red motion will be removed from the CLAR, as it's still the same concerns are expressed by that Donegal and other counties had going to the Special Congress last September. That actually might sound to the listeners a little bit confusing, the confusion really is that we're clearly mandated to support the existing system that the National League is currently in the months of February and March, and that the Championship will go straight into April, May, June, with the All-Ireland in July, and that the club championships and the club season will start in April, it will have all its players back to play with their clubs from the end of July right through to the end of the season.
Were the clubs overwhelmingly in favour of sticking with the current format, or was there much opposition to the green locally?
No, I have to be honest and say that there was no opposition to the green, and the clubs present, once the presentation was made, it was quite clear the format of the green and the red, and the clubs were totally in favour of the Donegal supporting the green. And I think it's a democratic way to do it, and it's clear, and it's, the delegates have a clear mandate. The National Congress is taking place next month in the Dome in Ballyhonis in County Mayo, and we're all looking forward, the delegates are looking forward to going up to that, for those that hasn't been there yet. And we have a clear mandate now in Donegal, so there's no whispering or anything about what we're doing. We have no difficulty in being public and clarifying for anyone that's seeking what we're doing. We've told the delegates last night, the delegates I'm sure will go back and inform their clubs what they're doing, and we're clear that what we're doing is supporting the green one, and I think I'm confident that the green one will get carried, and I think it's been handled quite professionally by Croke Park on this occasion. There was confusion and dissatisfaction expressed with the lack of communication the last time and the lack of time to debate it, so this time it has been dealt with differently, and I think it's positive, and I'm happy enough to say that we're confident that it'll get carried.